The Wisconsin Department of Transportation handed out around $3 million in stimulus money for shared ride systems, such as in New Richmond and Marshfield, among others. Monique Curry is a transit program manager with the DOT. Curry says federal money is available to communities for such programs, but they normally have to come up with local matching funds.
But under the ARRA funding, they had 100% federally funded, so communities were able to replace older vehicles at no cost to these communities at a time where, you know, tax revenues are down and local communities are really feeling pinched.
Curry says they've seen a steady increase in shared ride programs. Gary Goyke agrees. He's with the Wisconsin Urban and Rural Transit Association.
There are now about 46 shared ride systems throughout the state, and it's one of the models in the country for a very inexpensive way connecting people to their communities.
Which Goyke says is important to seniors or people with disabilities lacking access to transportation in smaller cities or rural areas. Onalaska Mayor Mike Giese agrees. Giese says the number of people using their shared ride service has grown 25 times the ridership seen in 1994.
The primary users of that initially were elderly and other unique needs. And it was immediately embraced because it's, you know, in our transportation system, to be without a car is to be really disadvantaged.
Giese says the service now covers Onalaska, Holman, and West Salem, which he says has expanded the labor pool available to area employers. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.